So what is really worth having? St. Paul answers that question for us today in our second reading in Sublime Sentiments, which is my favorite scripture passage, by the way, where he says, where he talks about, straining towards a goal, toward the prize, just like an athlete in a race. And the prize, he says, is of surpassing worth. And for that prize, St. Paul says, he has suffered the loss of all things, counting them as refuse. And the prize, he says, is to gain Jesus Christ, to know him. And that is what Lent, which is now winding down, is all about. That through the traditional Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that knowing Christ might become for us the prize, the buried treasure, the pearl of great price, which we are prepared to sell everything we have to gain, so that we may know the power of his resurrection at Easter. Now, in my Lenten preaching this year, I have focused on that third Lenten practice of almsgiving. Because for those who want to know Jesus, he must be their prize, not what they own or what they want to own. And we have heard this Lent teachings of Jesus about the potential destruction that material wealth can do to our souls. And we have seen in the Bible that the Word of God gives us a remedy to avoid that snare through tithing. What tithing is offering back to God the first fruits of what he's already given to us. And I invited us to consider the biblical norm of tithing, which is to give the first tenth of our income back to God. But that's the biblical norm of tithing. Tithing is simply giving from our material resources the first fruits back to God from what he has given us. The first fruits, not what is left over. And we have to be very careful that we resist being tempted from doing so by the thought, well, I can't afford that. No, we can afford to be generous to God because God has consistently been so generous to us. And Jesus himself promises, in his own words, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Again, tithing is something to help us grow spiritually. Tithing is a way that we can love God with all of our strength. That is with what we have. Every time that we give back to the Lord through tithing, we take advantage of the opportunity to leave behind our nets, like the fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, and to choose once again to follow Christ. And we do not give to fix something, or to build something, or to get something. But rather, the person who wants to love Christ gives. Because sacrificial giving is the only fitting manner of return to God for his generosity and goodness to us. And so, we do not give to a need as Christians relationship with Jesus. It's part of knowing him. Because just like any relationship, there has to be give and take. And so, our time is given by the walk with Jesus. It's about our relationship with him. Half of our time given to love him in the poor and the needy. Because he himself said, I was hungry, and you fed me in the least of my brothers and sisters. And half of our time given out of love for Christ to further his mission in the church, which is his body, which he founded. You know, in our gospel story today, this remarkable story of mercy and compassion from God takes place where? In the temple, where Jesus is teaching. And that's just like about the parish. This is where Jesus teaches us how to love and know him through worship, study, and service. And just like the experience of the adulterous woman in today's gospel, who meets Jesus in the temple, this is the place where sinners can come without being condemned and be invited by Jesus to live a life free from sin. You know, this parish is supported solely by the members of the body of Christ who worship, by everybody in these pews. It is supported solely by people who come, not by the diocese, not by the Vatican, or any other source. And so if we have received anything from Jesus here, our sacrificial giving from the resources that he has given us is how we love God back with all of our strength, as well as with all of our hearts and minds. This is why we need to give. Instead of giving for a need, this is why we need to give, because Christ in our faith is of surpassing worth and is the way that we show our love and gratitude to Christ for what he has already given us. So, what is